Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Do you know, if anyone ever dares to question your credibility as far as this segment goes, I've just been looking at some of your new tattoos there, and I noticed that you have a tattoo of two coat hangers on your forearm. So let's just recap, ladies and gentlemen. The Penelope Noir, who is our fashion reporter here, or correspondent, what would you say? specialist. There we are, fashion specialist, has got two coat hangers tattooed on her forearm. There. Anyone else want to try and beat that? Anyone?
There's probably heaps of people that have them.
You know what? I don't think not a lot of people do. Coat hangers are so useful.
They're such a great invention,
yet so underappreciated by the general populace. You ever seen a biker with a coat hanger tattooed on him? No?
Nah, he's probably got something.
What about a successful businessman with a coat hanger tattooed on them?
Maybe someone who's in apparel.
In the rag trade, you think?
Yeah, in the rag trade.
Yeah, I work in rags, got this coat hanger tattooed on my forearm. Got a couple of clips tattooed on my...
Anyway, hand off, and go.
Okay, so last week we mentioned the necktie, so I thought we'd look at neckties.
I'm going to tell you this, just in the interest of full disclosure, have a look how massive my neck is. Serious, that's why I don't cut my hair. I'll show you from the... I'm going to stand like this, I'll turn to the side, and as I turn to the side, you'll find it actually goes wider than the head. Watch.
I just did that.
quite a massive neck though, isn't it? I don't know if it's. I can't say. Can't put it down to head banging, but I'm just saying. It's a what? Sorry.
It's girthy.
It's yeah.
Muscular.
Yeah. Oh, strong. Don't worry about it. It's commercial grade.
Yeah, commercial grade neck.
Yeah, you can do heavy lifting, all sorts of stuff. But it's the reason I don't wear a tie, a necktie, as you just called it before.
Yes.
Yeah. And in fact, I was telling Sarah before the segment began that a bit of a sad story when I went for my first job. I sat there and did all that nervous chitter-chatter and made myself feel like a fool. And then the guy said to me, "You've never worn a tie before, have you?" And I went, dry swallow, no! And he went, "Yeah, okay." And I just knew I didn't get the job straight away. You know
Gosh,
what? Good
that's
job.
Very condescending of him.
Quite rough.
But these are different times. This is different. Just... A gentleman wore a tie. A gentleman did not turn up for a job interview with hair like Bon Jovi and a bloody necktie that was too small.
But were
a neck the size of a water buffalo.
Were you wearing a tie? Is that the point? Was he throwing shade on your ability to tie a tie?
No. It was tied. Right? I just was like this. I'm just saying. For some folks, ties are great, and they're a necktie very popular. For me, not so much.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have a custom-made suit, tailor-made suit, and a tie, and like just walk around in suits and ties.
With no shirt on.
No shirt as well, because that would just be a bit dodge.
Be quite fashionable though, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I think it'd be a bit scary.
But you know how when you look back at fashion in the ages, the medieval fashion, the rough, say perhaps, or the. Or the girdle, or the...
Pantaloon.
Or the pantaloon. The often forgotten pantaloon.
You could wear pantaloons.
I do wear pantaloons.
To compensate for not wearing neckties.
I've got a lovely velour jodhpur that I wear.
Can you wear that next week?
I just need to get it darned. But you look back in fashion, some things it was like a massive, great, big, ridiculous powdered wig. Yes, very fashionable.
Yes.
You know, one day, this strip of fabric that people wrap around their neck and hang down, pointing down to their genitals, is, I'm sure we're going to look back at it and go, what were we thinking? But it sort of works, doesn't it?
Are we getting there already? I know a lot of men who refuse and hate the feeling of it around their neck.
Well, it is,
You
know, as fashion gets kind of more casual, you know, like informal, it's just...
Lazy. What?
Yeah. I guess, you know, but I think that, like, people, I guess it's whether people want to dress up and things like that, and I think, like, if you're wearing a tie, you actually feel like, ooh, quite proper, and I can imagine that you, like, your posture changes and, you know, and everything. But it actually has military roots, which I did not realise. So, you know those terracotta Chinese statues.
The soldiers.
Yeah, the soldiers, yeah. Right? So they wore them as part of their uniform, just like as a cloth wrapped round and then folded over. And then they also are depicted in Trajan's Rome, which is 98 to 117 AD. And they're on a marble column there, and you can see, and they're like, all the soldiers are wearing kind of these tied things. But the modern ties kind of actually came into being.
You're not just talking about scarves, are you?
Well, they're kind of scarves, but then we go into the 30 Years' War, and Louis the 13th hired some Croatian mercenaries, and they wore cravats pretty much. Like the early modern
like
day
that dude out of MasterChef, that fruity guy out of MasterChef who just gets fruitier every episode, eh? He's like a big old carpet bag.
Well, he looks like one of those birds that's about to like do that big kind of like
with the waddly ruff type thing.
Yeah, with the big kind of big breasted kind of like, you know,
he's about to do a warble.
Yeah, that's it.
He does look like that though. And that's like he looked like he's celebrating puffery and nonsense.
I am a peacock.
Yeah, yeah, yes. and like no one, and because the show obviously does well, no one's saying to him, well, maybe a little bit less carnival atmosphere.
I think
to your
he'd
clothes.
Actually probably look better if he didn't have that. Because
I think he's going to end up dressing in a big frothy Dame Edna woman's outfit by the end of it.
What about if he dressed up as Mr. Blobby? Do you remember Mr. Blobby?
I used to dress up as Mr. Blobby down at Caliber Nightclub sometimes. God knows
sorry,
why.
No, he has no neck. Mr. Blobby.
No, this is how I related to him. It was figure fitting, the outfit. Remember DJ Chelsea was DJing once, and I popped up behind her in the Mr. Blobby outfit, and she really lost it. Not impressed.
So I
was overheating, of course, by that stage.
I can imagine.
Still
have been hot.
Still am. Have been since.
And so then the modern necktie kind of didn't form until like 1920s, and it was New York again. Jesse Langsdorff invented a new way of cutting the tie, which allowed it to spring back into shape, because prior to that they were just using kind of cravats, and it was called la cravate. And in the 1880s they used the four and hand knot, which apparently is the only knot that you really use for cravat tying.
Ooh, excuse me.
But the funny thing is that, I mean, I remember my dad wearing a tie, 70s, getting married. Like, the norm in the 70s was 6 inches wide, and it was known as a kipper tie. That's wide, man.
Yeah, that's wide. But then I guess slims right down, right down there in the late 90s, early 90s to some ridiculous knobby bloody Beverly Hills 90210 era sort of, you know.
Because the standard
person playing a keyboard but with a guitar strap, sort of that
guitar.
Era.
Yeah, guitar. But because the standard size is like apparently 3.5 to 3.75 inches wide.
Just inches or centimetres? Because that's huge. 6 inches is like that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. They were wide. They were really, massive. Really wide. But then that's even more ridiculous. It looks like a flag hanging off your neck.
Yeah.
Or it's like a hot dog.
Like a bib.
I'm going to go and eat my lobster with my kipper tie.
Is there something to be said? Is there any truth to the concept that it's pointing down towards your penis?
I don't know.
It is.
But I do wonder about that.
What are you checking? Check your phone.
See if anyone's called.
No, check penis checking. But I mean, isn't that what it's about? Isn't it a wee bit? Isn't there a speculation that perhaps maybe ties are about, you know?
Well, if you're wearing your suit all buttoned up, then you don't really see where it's pointing.
Yeah, but you mean you get an indication, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't it look really weird if it was round?
A tie?
Like round at the bottom?
Like a bow tie. Bow tie's not pointing at your business.
No, but that's kind of like tied up.
No,
here,
bow tie is not pointing at your business, and that's
no,
the thing.
It's going to point it out to the whole world.
No, yeah, but, that's that sort of makes it was the way you sort of wonder about a bow tie. You go, what's wrong with your business, mate?
Nothing. No need elements. To overcompensate.
Yeah.
It's radiating outwards.
Yeah, like, hello.
Holy
my
shit,
neck.
What are we talking about? Great text has just come in, though, ladies. The bloke off MasterChef looks like a chair at your grandma's house.
Oh, my Lord.
That's the best description I've ever heard of him.
I feel sorry about the short guy in that guy. You know, the short judge.
Uh-huh.
Little bald fella. He's really jumpy, too, that guy.
Oh, that guy. He gets so excited.
You know, just because I think it's, you know, just, I don't know. The big chair, the grandma's chair guy.
Yeah.
He just sits there and just sort of chuckles away at stuff, and he never really owns the judging panel, does he?
No, no.
And where are all these locations where they do they shoot these things? These old brickworks and strange old pottery barns and stuff where suddenly it'd be turned into these great big industrial kitchens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seems like every country's got one though, doesn't it?
Where's so ours?
Well, I mean, you go look at it. Albert Park tunnels would be perfect, wouldn't
they? They must be sets. They must hire an old shipyard and then put in some catering kitchen.
Old sewage system.
it'd be cheaper than trying to find them anywhere else.
This is true. This is true. Look, if you've got any thoughts that you'd like to drop in the mix, feel free, 309-3879, or send us a text, 5395 penny. Thank you so much for letting us know about neckties.
Thanks.
It's an important part of the a gentleman's brief, isn't it?
Yes.
Sort themselves out with the tie. I mean, do you go, just one more question before you go. Do you run with a tie that matches your outfit, or do you go with a tie that is...
I think you go with
your outfit.
The tie that suits your personality.
Oh,
like a Daffy Duck playing the piano one or something like that, or like a Star Wars one or something like that.
Yeah. Do you think we'll have SpongeBob. The tie for a while yet? Do you think it's
unbelievable? I think it's going to stick around for a while.
One day, we're all going to go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
The same way that we look at those...
I'm still wondering.
Those pants that men wore in the 70s that are so tight, you wonder how they even urinated, let alone walked. You know those ones? You know,
yeah.
Like, what happened to them? We thought they were cool as one
They're
day,
on
weren't
way
they?
Back.
On the way back, are they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's... I'm out. I'm
with pantaloons.
Spats!
Yay!
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Fair call. Someone's texted in. God, please.